greetings to my loved ones far behind. I feel like I have seen enough. My memories are crimes.
Howdy and Frank Show. In studios, Buck Cherry, Keith Nelson, and Josh Todd. That's another song off their new album, Confessions, titled Pride. Thank you guys for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're going to be playing at the Viper Room where it all started for you guys, which is awesome that you go back. I mean, after, you know, you started, what, 1995, that we said it was?
Yep.
And then to be able to go back and remember, just to remember where things began and go, you know, intimate setting, let's go back there. I mean, we're Buck Cherry now. And look who finally got to work today. It's
Bill.
Our acting PD, Bill.
Bill, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
How's it?
Bill. It's not fun getting license plates stolen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Dude, Culver City.
Could be worse. Yeah.
Why are you stealing license plates when you have a really good job?
That's why I was there. Exactly.
Was it personalized? Maybe it was. Somebody was upset.
No, but the tags were brand new, so I think that was probably the appeal, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you have to get a razor blade when you get your new tags, and you slice through them. So then they try to peel them off. It's like they only get a corner, and they're like, oh, crap.
Look at you. Is that truly a trick?
Yeah.
Oh.
You cut through your tag.
Yeah. Learn something new every day on the show.
Every day. You live in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Bill, we've been talking about you as the acting PD. You've never done this before. You've given me a list of questions.
Yeah, you know, I've known you for 6 months. I'm getting to know your show. I don't know your prep. I don't know what you guys knew. So I'm like, you know what? I know these guys' career, so I'm going to throw some things in there. And
I've already gone over the first one that I know you spent hours thinking about. How'd you guys meet?
We learned that.
I did learn that one.
I got to start somewhere. They're from L.A., you know.
I did have some prep, so I'm going to let you ask them my questions, and I'll ask them your questions, okay?
All right, fair enough.
So just go down the list, first one first, and we'll just see how this goes.
And the guys can weigh in and ask us anything they want to know, too, right? That seems fair.
Sure.
All right.
Well, these are good questions. first question from Frank. Have you ever had anything stuck up your butt?
Actually, that's not on there. Bill's improvising. That's not on there, Bill. I know you like these guys, but don't improvise. Read the list.
Is that it?
Just some chocolate cake.
I mean, can we do that on the...
No, all right.
Really.
Was it a birthday thing or just a random...
It was pretty much a random...
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Fingers...
Oh, yeah.
Butt plug.
Nice. How elaborate was the butt plug? Was it a horsetail butt plug or just something?
I did it once, you know. You know, with, you know, a girlfriend of mine back in the day.
Spit or lube? It's a fair question.
See?
I'm learning so much about this guy. And
so far, we talked about how they met and that Josh had a butt plug.
Yeah.
No, not at the time. They're not... Those weren't...
Oh,
that,
yeah,
that
no,
didn't
separate
happen simultaneously.
Separate. Don't
completely
confuse people.
It was the kind of thing where, you know, you're kind of intoxicated and it just seemed like something...
It seems like a good idea.
Let's try it.
Why not?
The good old days.
Let's knock it off the sex bucket list, right?
Yeah. Bucket list.
Sure.
Why not?
All right.
Next question.
What are Bill's questions? Why they broke up after the second album, Time Bomb, and what led to you guys getting back together?
Wow, you know.
I never like to talk about breakups. It gets uncomfortable.
It's Bill. He's such a downer.
Well, we got a Reader's Digest version.
I think
version
it's,
of that.
You know, this just the weight of being in a rock and roll band and trying to keep it together is a lot harder than I think people really understand. You know, putting a band together is easy, keeping one together is that's where the challenge is. And I just think after two records and a couple of tours, we're pretty disillusioned by just kind of the machine, and it was time to take a break. Couple guys had left. He and Josh and I were the only guys left in the band, and it was time to take a break, so we did that. And then we realized we loved each other, man. decided to make some more music.
That wasn't the chocolate cake night.
No, that was
okay,
not.
Nor
the
no,
butt,
no, no.
It was not the butt plug night either.
No.
Right.
All right, Bill.
All right, deep question number two. What's the funniest hat you've ever worn?
Funniest hat?
Yes. Like one of those hats with like the two beers and the hose.
Yeah.
You know what? That could be a hat.
I actually wore a paper hat when I worked at McDonald's. So that's a funny hat.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right. See, Bill? Nice.
Y'all, they don't wear hats anymore. So those are
that's how old school
worth a lot of money now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like
that, so. Back in the day when I first moved to LA, I was in a band and we took the cover of Rock City News. And I had this giant, like, Big Bird hat, fluffy. It was terrible. It was such a bad decision, but, you know.
Did you think that that was going to be your look? Like, this could be my thing?
Well, no, I'd been up for, like, 3 days, I remember, so.
Yeah, another thing that seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Looking back, man, that's my
I love those. We're here with Buck Cherry, Keith Nelson, and Josh Todd asking them these questions. I got another one here. Josh and possibly Keith were part of the early incarnation of Velvet Revolver with Slash and Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses. How close did that come to fruition?
You know, we rehearsed with those guys for about 2 months, wrote a handful of songs, and then it just kind of didn't work. So how close did it come to fruition? I don't know. I guess it depends who you asked. We wrote like 12 songs with those guys.
Yeah, it was way before Velvet Revolver. Yeah. Excuse me. Just woke up. I'm trying to get my voice together. Way before that, yeah. So it was like we were a band for like a good 6 weeks.
What happens to those songs that you wrote? They're just laying somewhere?
We never recorded
them.
Never
did anything with them.
Just, you know, in a rehearsal room bashing it out.
How long was it? Like, Crazy Bitch. How long? Who writes that? How do you write it? And how long does it take to write?
And who is she?
That starts. Last question first.
Yeah.
That song starts off with a phone call from Josh saying, "Hey, dude, I got this song idea."
Yeah.
And the chorus goes, "Hey, you're crazy bitch," like that, and make it funky and cool. I'm like, okay. So I wrote some music. And he came down to the rehearsal room the next day, and I said, I got this for a verse, and I got this for the chorus, and this is how I hear the timing. And we had a drummer du jour at the time, because it was just he and I were left in the band. And I said, play this beat, and he started singing, and I started playing
it.
That was it.
Three minutes. Oh, my God. 3 minutes.
And then incredible.
And then it sat around for a good 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. That hit song, 3 minutes, and sat on the shelf for 2 years.
And then some very famous record producer heard our demo of it and said, it's a good song, but you're going to have to change the lyrics.
Yeah, as far as getting any radio play for that.
Yeah, we didn't think that it was going to happen. As a matter of fact.
Is that why it sat on the shelf? You were like, okay, this is a great song. We'll play this at our live shows, but we can never, you know.
I got mad at that time. I'm like, you can't change the lyrics.
Right.
That's the best part of the song.
Yes.
We actually put it on our record. We just thought it would be like a cool, like, you know, for our fans, just a live song.
What was the radio edit? Was it You Love So Good, or what did you guys have to do?
I think just funk. Space.
Did we do funk?
We did funk. You know, some of the early stations took the song off of our MySpace page. That's how old that was, MySpace.
My God.
And they put duck quacks over the F-bombs. Yeah. You know, and then because we didn't even do a radio edit because we didn't think anyone would ever play that song.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, next question.
Next question. Who is your favorite character on Glee?
Oof.
I would be none.
All right.
I don't even watch it.
Good question,
there you
Bill.
Go. There you go. Yeah,
in the butt bomb.
I put a lot of work into these, man.
Come on, Bill.
In the butt bomb.
We watch Breaking Bad.
It's all about Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's us too. We're big fans.
It's crazy.
On this new album, Confessions, what made you use these 7 deadly sins on this record to tell the story?
You know, it's an idea Keith and I have been throwing around for a few years, and originally we wanted it to be like an EP, just 7 songs, 7 sins, and then we had this record to do, and we're like, this is the time to do it, man. So we added like 4 elements, and that's where, which didn't actually become 4 elements, but we wanted to do 7 sins and 4 elements, and that's where air and water came from. And then I was writing a script on my own life at the time, and these guys wanted me to do like a short story, you know, so that the record could be the soundtrack of the story. And so I just condensed it down to like a 30-minute film, and we're still trying to get the film done. But
it's the film about your life, like a documentary style,
loosely based on my life, but there's a love interest in the film, and that's where songs like Nothing Left But Tears and the truth. Dreaming came from.
Good question, Bill.
My god, look at you.
All right, next question.
Do you guys think you can beat me in a standing long jump competition?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. So,
because we've been training for this.
We can do that, too. Yeah.
All right. So have I. I've been waiting for this moment.
That's what I want you to do. But, and if you guys, I mean, you're a team. If either of you beat Bill in a standing long jump, we will do this. Bill, if you lose, you have to get a Buck Cherry? Because they met in a tattoo parlor. That was another question. You have to get a Buck Cherry tattoo on your ass.
You
Buck
can,
or Cherry.
Or he can get a like a cherry on one of his testicles.
Ooh,
or a cherry on your testicles.
I like that.
Or
Josh.
Chocolate cake in the back door.
There you go. See, that way it'll be a memory of this show.
That'd be fantastic.
The cake is no issue. The cherry part, that's no problem.
All right.
Really?
All right.
Cherry on your testicle? I was thinking Buck on one cheek, cherry on the other with a stem coming from the butt crack. So that'd be like the cherry.
Nice.
All right. All right, so you're going to do that in the hallway, and then we're going to see the results at HeidiandFrank.com of the standing long jump competition. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. You're going to be playing the Viper Room starting tomorrow through Saturday. So definitely, I mean, it is an intimate setting, and to see these guys play live, it would be a privilege and a joy. So Keith Nelson, Josh Todd, thank you guys for coming
Thanks for having us.
Anytime thank you guys
you
so come much. Back. Yeah, anytime.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.